Los Angeles Assemblyman Mike Gibson is one of three lawmakers in California to sponsor AB 1594. He says the bill would allow private citizens to hold the gun industry liable for gun-related crimes.
If we can sue car dealers, if we can sue lawyers for malpractice, if we can sue a barrage of individuals, why should not the people of this state of California have the same ability to sue a gun manufacturer? And I think that's the question that we're answering, that call with this piece of legislation with 1594 and others.
Existing federal law shields gun manufacturers and dealers from civil liability if their firearms are used to commit crimes. AB 1594 would reverse that. It's modeled after a New York law enacted last year. Last month, California Governor Gavin Newsom pledged to empower private citizens to enforce a ban on the manufacture and sale of assault weapons in California, citing the same authority claimed by conservative lawmakers in Texas to ban abortions once a heartbeat is detected. The Democratic Assembly members say this bill meets the spirit of the governor's promise. But Tanya Shart, a senior counsel of the Brady Campaign, a gun control advocacy group, says this is an entirely different proposal.
This is a separate policy that functionally works to ensure that victims and cities can take action against irresponsible, reckless gun industry actors. I understand what the governor has proposed and, you know, its ties to what's happening in Texas. This itself is a standalone policy that I think we have all been trying to work towards for several years. And New York most recently passed this piece of legislation last session.
The bill is backed by those most impacted by gun violence, survivors and their loved ones. Lauren Lieb is the mother of two boys who survived a shooting by a heavily armed neo-Nazi at a Jewish community center in 1999. The man fired 70 rounds, injuring Lieb's son. After, the shooter killed a Filipino-American postal worker who was working his delivery route. For 5 years, Lieb and other families pursued the gun manufacturers through the court system. Eventually, their case was dismissed due to federal law shielding gun makers.
Just like that, the manufacturers who created a public nuisance by knowingly flooding the market with more guns than could be sold by illegal channels were off the hook. The victims of the JCC shooting rampage and other victims impacted daily by gun violence no longer had recourse through the courts.
Details of the bill are still being finalized. San Francisco's Assemblymember Phil Ting and San Diego's Assemblyman Chris Ward are co-sponsors. I'm Elizabeth Santos reporting for KPFA.